Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com. It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, I'm Andy Zaltzman. This is another issue of Top Stories, the show in which we at the Bugle Podcast give you a bit of an old Bugle podcast, specifically the top story from that week. In October 2012, the Bugle turned 5 years old, and what better way to celebrate than with a top story looking at some impressive brass balls. Here I am with John Oliver.
Top story this week, what's that clanging sound? It's the Big Brass Balls update! Big brass balls are not a toy, Andy, they're a gift. A powerful tool, but with much power comes much responsibility. Big brass balls can be used to stop a tank in the middle of a road using only the power of protest, but they can also be used to send those tanks to fire on protesters in the first place while simultaneously denying that you know what a tank is. Brass balls can also be literally fired from tanks, but that's a different story. The point is that the ownership of brass balls has caused some incredible, some terrible, and some improbable things to happen throughout human history, and also over the last few weeks. This is a roundup. Russian brass ball news! Russian brass balls are a different kind of balls, Andy. Sometimes they're even a concentric sequence of ornately painted hard balls, one inside the other. A few Bugles ago, we discussed the Russian punk band Pussy Riot, who had the metallic cojones to play an anti-Putin protest song in Moscow's main cathedral and were consequently jailed on a charge of hooliganism and have been incarcerated ever since. The problem was that they tried to go ball-to-ball with Vladimir Putin, and that is a battle that many have fought and few have won.
Yes, a bit variously described as the Russian Bananarama, and what would have happened if Miley Cyrus had been born 12 times in Russia and got into politics. Pussy Riot's renowned for wearing brightly coloured balaclavas and doing impromptu, provocative performances about Russian political life in unusual and generally unauthorised locations, such as the cathedral or on top of buses or in the metro, and they then post these videos on the internet. And as you say, taking on Putin, John, that is brave. They burst into Moscow's Cathedral of Christ the Saviour and performed a track entitled Punk Prayer, Mother of God, Drive Putin Away. Now, I'm not a lyrics expert or a Russian expert, but I think the subtext of that song is they don't like Vladimir Putin and they would like God's mummy to pop him in the back of her car and drive him away somewhere. Probably not to a nice holiday resort.
However, this week the development is that a court in Moscow freed one of the women in the band but upheld the 2-year sentences for the other two. The freed woman won an appeal by claiming that she'd actually been thrown out of the cathedral by guards before she could even get her guitar out of its case to join in with the band's, as you say, punk prayer. That's a pretty bold defence, Andy, having your defence statement essentially being, I was actually attempting to commit the bullshit crime that you're charging me of, but you stepped in before I could do it properly. So next time you want to stick me with a trumped-up charge, please allow me to commit it first. I rest my ballsy case.
One of the women still in jail is Nadezhda Tolokhinokova, who was previously involved in another protest which involved five couples copulating in a museum whilst a man dressed as a stereotypical Jew held up a big banner. Now, that was... Oh dear. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting form of protest, isn't it? That was performed by the Voyna Group, responsible for an incident previously discussed on the Bugle where they painted a 65-metre-long wang on a bridge in St. Yep. Petersburg.
Very good.
I mean, was that art? I mean, it didn't have quite the artistic delicacy or anatomical accuracy of, say, one of Michelangelo's wangs, but to be fair, Michelangelo did paint a lot of wangs, and if you put them all together, which I'm not suggesting you do, they'd probably be about 65 metres long. And another protest by the Voyna Group involved a woman shoplifting a whole chicken by shoving it up her, well, let's just say shoving it somewhere Mrs. Pankhurst would not have dreamed of shoving a chicken, and where Martin Luther King would not have had the option of shoving a chicken were he so inclined. And I think both of those two legendary political campaigners might have also raised the legitimate query of exactly what political point you could possibly make by shoving a whole raw chicken up any part of the human anatomy. Maybe something to do with recycling or the sexualisation of Sunday lunch. I have absolutely no idea.
The Russian church said that the women's actions cannot be left unpunished, although it added that any penitence should be taken into consideration. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev even stated that a suspended sentence would have been sufficient punishment for the band. All this was added to wave upon wave of support for the band from all over the world. But was Putin interested in any of that? Well, Andy, he's about as interested in that as he is not interested in flying at the front of a flock of migrating geese in a ludicrous bird outfit. He defended the sentence, saying it's right that they were arrested. It's right that the court took that decision, because you can't undermine the foundations of morality, our moral values destroying the country. What would we be left with then? Andy, to make a statement like that, while simultaneously dismantling your country's democracy before everyone's eyes and personally plundering its national resources like a modern-day Viking, takes brass balls so big they need to be constantly lubricated by being constantly coated in a thin layer of oil to prevent them from rusting over.
It's like painting the Fourth Bridge. It just never
exactly.
stops.
Never.
One of the Pussy Riot members told the hearing, "We are all innocent. The verdict should be overturned. The Russian justice system looks discredited." To which the Russian justice system replied, "We look discredited now. You think this is as f***ing discredited as we can get? Man, you don't even know you've been born. You do not know you've been born." Another massive set of clanking brass balls has been displayed by the 14-year-old Pakistani schoolgirl Malala Yousafzai, who was shot and critically wounded by the Taliban after calling for education for girls, which you might not think is, you know, too outlandish in most countries, but it's not really the kind of thing that the Taliban go on for. And it does seem that the Taliban, by storming onto a bus full of schoolchildren and shooting a 14-year-old girl and two of her classmates, have still not fully mastered the delicate art of public relations. They are, John, increasingly hard to warm to as a political organisation, the Taliban. They just don't seem really into grown-up discussions, compromise, acceptance of other people's views. I mean, clearly what they should have done, they should have sat little Malala down and explained to her why it makes sound social and economic sense to ban television, to ban music, to remove all education for girls, to ban women from shopping, and also to explain to her why violence, hatred and terrorism are the best way forward for everyone in her region, and how targeted and random slayings are a perfectly reasonable way to resolve disagreements. Then allowed her to have her say, a little bit of give and take, and try to reach a satisfactory compromise, and then just had a drink and a laugh about why they disagreed so much in the first place, and why they thought it was a good idea to blow up more than 100 girls' schools. But the Taliban just aren't into that kind of compromise, John, so that did not happen.
That's right, the Taliban are at best stubborn, and at worst, I think the events of the last week have proven they're probably right in the middle. They are stubborn. It's amazing. This little Pakistani schoolgirl, she's been writing a diary for the last 3 years online about living life under the Taliban. She was 11 when she first started writing the blog for BBC Urdu, which dealt with life under the Taliban rule in her hometown of Mingora in the northwestern region of Pakistan, which she affectionately calls My SWAT. Now, life for an 11-year-old girl there is, to put it mildly, f***ing shit. Although she would probably state it much more elegantly than that. In one diary entry, she writes of the threats made against young girls who continue to try and attend her school, saying, "I was afraid of going to school because the Taliban issued an edict banning all girls from attending schools. Only 11 students attended the class out of 27. The number decreased because of the Taliban's edict. On my way from school to home, I heard a man saying, 'I will kill you.' I hastened my pace. To my utter relief, he was talking on his mobile and must have been threatening someone else over the phone." I guess that's what passes for a funny story for children in the SWAT Valley at the moment, Andy, but it's absolutely chilling. There are three facts here. Fact one, this girl is amazing, and it's well worth reading her diary entries online. Fact two, the Taliban are a shower of pricks. And fact three, this little girl has some of the biggest, brassiest balls in the known universe. The surgery so far to remove the bullet from her brain seems to have been something of a success, and that is hardly a surprise, because the girl is incredible. She's absolutely amazing. And I'm sure all buglers would join us in wishing her and her brass balls all the best.
Yeah, her father's also an anti-Taliban activist, so it clearly runs in the family. And as you say, she started taking pops at the Taliban aged 11. Now, it's fair to say she's displayed rather more courage than the average 11-year-old, certainly yes. Than the 11-year-old Andy Zaltzman. The bravest thing I ever did when I was 11 was attempt to stop the civil war in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Oh, no, hang on, it wasn't that. No, the bravest thing I ever did was read cricketer Graham Gooch's autobiography, which did contain coded messages urging a long-term peace agreement in the DRC, to be fair. The Pakistani Taliban said that Malala, quotes, is the symbol of the infidels and obscenity. And, I mean, aside from anything else, this is just factually wrong. If you want infidels and obscenity, Taliban, just pop on the internet for 5 minutes and you will find bigger fish to fry. They also added that if she survived, they would target her again. Oh, well, big men! Big men, you bravely hunt down those little girls. You bravely hunt them down. You are giving your press officer absolutely nothing to work with. It is so hard to put a positive spin on that. And your action movies, Taliban, must be an absolute blast. The Taliban version of Gladiator, for example, ending with Maximus smashing the crap out of 12-year-old Cornelia, shouting, "Take that on behalf of your gender."
Thank you for listening once again. Now go and tell all your friends, enemies and acquaintances about this show, and or leave a review or nice comment somewhere, or just make a song up about it and sing it into the ether.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.